here we continue the conversation. John McAfee, the inventor of software to protect your computer, found dead in a Spanish jail cell yesterday. We're told it was suicide. He wrote a lengthy op-ed featured in the International Business Times, the IBT calling the FBI either corrupt or incompetent for its handling of Hillary Clinton's 2016 email scandal. McAfee, a technology cryptocurrency pioneer who was being held on suspected tax evasion and set to be extradited to the United States at the time of his death, which happened yesterday, wrote a scathing article suggesting the FBI was incompetent. McAfee's article, penned November 3rd, 2016, days before the 2016 election that saw President Donald Trump win, of course, and shortly after disgraced former FBI Director James Comey was interrogated in Congress for his agency's role in examining Clinton's emails. McAfee noted that Comey claimed he had no knowledge of Paul Combetta's Reddit post questioning users about how to strip an email address from a server's email database, and wrote, "Mr. Combetta, by the way, is the technical expert who ultimately deleted 33,000 of Hillary's emails." McAfee suggested that Combetta was tasked with using Reddit to create a cover story that was only tasked to save the Clinton the embarrassment of having her private emails leaked. Anyhow, John McAfee found dead in his jail cell, 75 years old. McAfee antivirus, pretty famous, by the way. Wealthy individual, but stuck in a Spanish jail cell where they were told he committed suicide. We'll find out more about this one. You always wonder how these people, these high-profile inmates, just somehow have access to the equipment, the procedure necessary to commit suicide. How convenient for all those who don't want to hear what he has to say. So there you go. By the way, apparently, there's been a huge spike in the purchase of Americans buying F-16s after Joe Biden suggests you'll need them to overthrow the government. Dateline America. The nation scrambled to buy F-15s and nuclear weapons after President Biden said in a speech Wednesday that you'll never beat a government unless you have fighter jets and intercontinental ballistic missiles. It's all over the nation. American citizens were seen parking their brand new F-15s in their driveways and garages, F-16s outside, and the F-22s, while less fortunate citizens were forced to buy the F-35 joint fighter that's had numerous problems. That coming from the Babylon Bee. Check that out. Americans scrambling. See what they did there to buy F-15s? Ah, yes. The Babylon Bee. They're going to get silenced at some point for freaking comedians and being good at it. The progressives are upset. You know this. They're always upset about something, but they're really mad at their own right now. They are so mad at Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin and some other senators for not backing the destruction of the filibuster and destroying the Senate. They're just fuming about it. They're sick of talking about it. Because the Democrats know they are out of options for radical changes in America if they cannot convince a pair of senators, at least, maybe more, to eliminate the decades-old filibuster that requires 60 votes in the Senate to move legislation forward. It's called creating something bipartisan. You see, the House is always supposed to be red hot. Legislation moving quickly. The Senate is supposed to be more deliberative, slow, and balanced. And in order to get something through, you need people from different walks of life, different backgrounds, different states to push it through. But the Democrats don't want that. They want to be able to push it through with 50 votes plus the vice president, no matter what they wish for. And it seems old Bernie, he's feeling the burn. He's sick and tired about hearing about these other senators. Listen to this. Here's Bernie Sanders.
I'm tired of talking about Mr. Manchin and Ms. Sinema. You know, we have got to do what we can to bring people together. The American people, I think, all over this country understand that now is the time to act. And I will also tell you, you know, clearly we are constrained by the fact that we only have 50 Democrats. And to my mind, what this next election is going to be about is whether the American people want us to have a government that represents all people, that believes in democracy or not. And we need a hell of a lot more Democrats in the Senate than we have right now.
And there's the guy that's never had an actual job in his life. He's only worked for government. He was in a commune once, of course, but he was kicked out for being lazy. Bernie Sanders is, let me say it again, lazy. Yeah. That weasel, that feckless weasel, Marxist. Kook. I think that fits. That old kook thinks that we should just bow down and give everything to him and get rid of private ownership of property, except not his lake house, not the new $800,000 lake house. Well, it's not probably appreciated. I think he bought the lake house in 2016, $800,000, upstate Vermont. I bet it's beautiful. He owns three houses. Of course, his wife bankrupted a college there in Vermont, Burlington College. She bankrupted it by acquiring millions of dollars worth of property they didn't need and couldn't afford and destroyed Burlington College. Congratulations, Bernie. This is how you want to treat the American government and the American people. Just bankrupt us all. Stop the old fool from saying any more. We're sick and tired of hearing from you, Bernie. I mean, at least you're honest about what you want to do to the country. It's more than I can say for some of your colleagues, but no. The filibuster needs to stand. The filibuster must stand because without it, that guy is in charge. Think about it. Without the filibuster, that guy right there that represents a tiny fringe of America would be in charge, which is why the people that created this country, the founding fathers of this country created the Congress and the Senate to make sure that things didn't move too fast, that when things got hot, they could be cooled off. And one radical idea wasn't just thrown into place. And then when the winds of change came, it went a different direction. That guy can never be in charge. Not now, not ever. Quick break. It's the Steve Gerber Show. There's your lesson today, kids. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.